would you feel if I was treating you and I was feeling depressed? You would have no faith in me or my treatment. The same way you need to approach your skin, be happy making changes in your mind so that you can also see those changes translate throughout your life and into your skin and your body. In the skincare industry, everybody talks about products and treatments. They're all really great for looking after your skin. But the biggest thing that we're forgetting is welcome to the Holistic Skin Guru, where what's on the surface is just as important as what's underneath. I'm your host, Amina. Let's dive deep into the world of holistic skincare. Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic Skin Guru. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is something that not a lot of people think about when it comes to skin, and it's about mindfulness. We want to discuss stress reduction techniques for a clearer skin. Yes, you heard right. Stress reduction for a clearer skin. Did you know that our mental state can impact on the way our skin functions? Even our emotions can impact on the aging process of our skin. For example, if we smile a lot, we tend to get smile lines, but look happier overall. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Did you know that? Well, it's true. Think about what that is doing to your facial features and the impact long-term frowning will have on your face. We all know there's number 11 lines that the injectors like to inject with Botox. We can avoid that by becoming aware, coming into awareness about the habits that we have when it comes to our facial expressions. Treatments such as near lifting, buccal massage, gua sha, cupping facials, these all will help alleviate the stress in the facial muscles and help your skin look and feel smoother, more plumped and glowy. The aim is to exercise the skin in your treatments and then feed and nourish it with your home care. Now, you can do that during practicing face yoga and you're going to be practicing those facial muscles and that's great. But when you come into salon, we can do that on a much bigger scale. If you're doing these two things, having your skin treatments and feeding and nurturing your skin correctly, then you will begin to see long-term results. So every day as women, we wake up and we do something called pattern forming. Pattern forming means when we look in the mirror and we take a photograph of ourselves first thing in the morning of our face and our bodies. Now, this is a science. I'm not making this up. An average male will take 151 images per month. Guess how many we're taking as women? 1,360,000 images per month. So while you are going through your day, you're having the last recorded image of your face in your brain, and you've recorded and you've stored those imperfections, and you're thinking of your imperfections while you are communicating to others. And on a subconscious level, we're taking that messaging with us throughout our day and it's impacting on us. So knowing this, we are going to wipe out pattern formatting. And in doing so, I'm going to give you a little exercise that I learned from a coach a while ago. We're going to send a frequency through our body to every single cell in our body, and we're going to change the self-image that we have of ourselves. And then we can harness the frequency of authenticity, and you're going to see your world completely change. So this is what you need to do. Before you begin your day and walk out the door, stand 6 feet from the mirror and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am beautiful. I am created by God. I am wealthy. I am here for a purpose. And my purpose is whatever your purpose is. For me, it is to impact people around me in a positive way. And now let that be your last image you record in your mind so that the balance of that day, pattern formatting, will not interrupt your life. You'll put an end to pattern formatting by doing that, but you have to create that habit. Now, we've been told to create a habit, we have to do something at least 13 times. So let's try to do this for at least a week or two, and we'll start to build that habit and we'll eradicate the negative pattern formatting that we've stored in our subconscious. Try it each day and watch your life change. So in the skincare industry, everybody talks about products and treatments and what you're going to use at home and all this sort of stuff. And they're all really great for looking after your skin. But the other thing that's impacting, like I said before, your mental state impacts on your skin and the way it functions. The biggest thing that we're forgetting is our mind is very, very powerful. And our mind is actually helping us to heal or helping us to feel sick. And so the messages that we're sending to ourselves is actually affecting the way our skin functions. So if you keep saying, well, I look tired because this is the way I am and this is just the way it's going to be, and so my skin's always going to be dull, it doesn't matter what you do to your skin, you're not going to see results because you've already decided, your brain has already made up its mind that that's the outcome that you are going to get. Once we start to change the way we see ourselves and the perceptions of ourselves, we start to see change within. So start thinking about how you see yourself and see yourself in a more positive light, and then accompany that with the correct skincare regime and the correct products, and you're going to see a huge improvement. I think when I get excited about skin and when I get excited about treatments, my clients get just as excited, and that energy just delivers from me to them, and they walk out of here feeling and knowing that they're going to get a result. How would you feel if I was treating you and I was down and out and I was feeling depressed and I was not happy about what I was doing? You would have no faith in me or my treatment. And so in the same way, you need to approach your skin. You need to approach yourself in that way and be happy and be really positive in making changes in your mind so that you can also see those changes translate throughout your life and into your skin and your body. Like, they've done a study and they've found that, you know, cancer cells are actually stupid cells. They're dumb. And your cells, your natural cells in your body are actually quite clever because they can multiply, they can heal themselves, they can do so many things. But a cancer cell, if you know, you just have to poison it and it dies. So we have to stop thinking of cancer as death. We have to start thinking or looking at it as a stupid disease, because that's what it is. It's really dumb. And our bodies can actually overcome these stupid cells, and we can heal ourselves just by our minds, using our minds to heal our bodies. And it might sound so far-fetched and surreal to some people, but to harness the power of your mind is huge. You can actually make some huge changes, not just to your skin, but to your entire life, just by thinking about those positive changes. It'll impact on you in ways that you could never imagine. If you enjoyed this episode, please click the link below, follow us, and we'll see you on the next episode. And if you have any questions about this episode or any episode that we've done, or you just have a question around skin, feel free to leave a comment below and we will address it on our next podcast.